Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right now, it's the Connor Happer Show. Are we sure we want to do this?
Could you, like, make an announcement that we're ready?
It's the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone.
All right, welcome in. Happy Thursday. It's already Thursday. Here in the Connor Happer Show, 1620 The Zone and 1620thezone.com. Today on the show, we are actually jam-packed today. We'll have Jacob Adil of Hell Varsity coming up at the top of the hour, 11 o'clock. Nebraska basketball just opened up their practice a little bit ago, so we'll get in touch with him on that and some football things as well. Sam McEwen coming up after that at the bottom of the 11 o'clock hour. It was a big red breakfast this morning. And Trev Alberts talking a little bit about what he wants to see. My favorite quote of the morning from that was as follows from Trev Alberts: "Perhaps we've lost our way in our absolute commitment to elite development. Perhaps, Josh. Perhaps."
Once again, the Nebraska media failed to ask him if there is any all-sport paraphernalia in his home.
What a joke. What an absolute joke.
This media, let me tell you.
Albert says, quote, "We need to be the premier development program in the Midwest, if not all of college football." And that is what Nebraska wants to be.
I like it. Let's go.
That sounds good to me.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds awful Big Ten Westy to me.
Right.
Which is nice. Maybe the Big Ten West won't exist in a couple of years, but the Big Ten development won't go anywhere. So we'll talk to Sam about that and Brunts in the noon hour. And yes, we are back to opponent previews because Nebraska has a football game on Saturday and they happen to play Indiana. And Zach Osterman of the Indianapolis Star will join us at 1 o'clock. We'll still have to spin the wheel today. And there's a bunch of ground to cover. So feel free to, get in touch with the show as always at Happer Show at Connor Happer on the JTech Construction Zone Twitter feed. 402-951-1620 on the Les Hills Harley-Davidson hotline. You can call or text that number. Or you can, what's another way you can get in touch with the show, Josh? You could text, you could tweet, you could call. Well, I guess that's pretty much it.
No shortage of ways to get a hold of us.
No shortage. And they're very easy. Oh, you could watch 1620thezone.com and you can comment on the YouTube stream there or on the Twitch stream. Okay. Aaron Judge hit a home run last night.
Finally.
It was significant. But, you know, it's important to us that he hit number 61. Let's get this out of the way first. That is not the single-season record for home runs.
It's not.
It is not the single-season record for home runs. Point blank, period.
Yeah.
It is the Yankee. It ties the Yankee record, which is significant, and it ties the American League record, which is significant.
Sure. It's fun.
But people should not forget that Barry Bonds hit 73 home runs one time, and 1998 still happened, and Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa were battling it out for a very, very long time. That existed. We are not forgetting about that. Josh, you seem reluctant to agree with me.
I mean, I don't like any of those people.
Nobody likes any of them, but we like what they did.
Love going to Dongtown.
73 times.
Yeah. That's a lot more than 61.
If you were just sitting by your TV, steroids or not, if you weren't sitting by your TV, just like glued to it every night to watch Barry Bonds hit a home run because he was basically hitting them once, you know, once every two nights, which is insane for a Major League Baseball season in 2001. Everybody was glued to this. The entire year, the entire summer. And then we had the chase of 1998 and beyond. And and all that stuff that happened in the late 90s and 2000s are just some great, fantastic home run hitters. We were glued to baseball, and it was fantastic. And Aaron Judge is giving us a little sliver of that right now, which is very nice. And he, you know, we got Roger Maris's son sitting in the stands and hanging out with Aaron Judge's mom. Thought for a second they were a couple. I was like, what's going on here?
My wife said the same thing. Oh, is that his parents?
Yeah.
I said, well, half true.
But what we really need to be talking about is the person who almost caught the baseball. And we'll get to that. I'll take a phone call first on the Los Angeles Harley-Davidson hotline. Hi, Nate.
Hi. How are you guys doing?
Great.
Man, I feel weird with this midday stuff. I'm usually the morning caller with Gary and Damon, but I finally got a time to hang out with you guys today, so I feel good about that.
Well, welcome in. We love when you hang out with us.
You know, I love you guys. 686 P all day, baby.
There we go.
Yeah, you know, shameless plug. I need a T-shirt now. So I got to disagree with you, man. So context, diehard Cubs fan, and the first team I ever loved was the late 80s Athletics. So I am absolutely not biased against McGuire and Sosa, but here's the thing. We know, it's not a rumor, that Sammy used corked bats. That's a knowledgeable fact, undebatable.
It happened.
We know that Mark is the only human being who had any level enough of integrity to apologize. So we know Mark cheated. And we know that Barry Bonds has a mugshot and a perjury conviction. So these are not, like, I agree that there are people like David Ortiz that you have to give the benefit of the doubt because there's a difference between, yeah, wink, wink, we all know. But the three ahead of Judge? Oh, we know. Like, there's really no debate about it. And, and I'm not going to beat the tired trope, but the fact that Pete Rose gets struck down from the Hall of Fame, these guys are getting kept out. Their records should be tossed. And I love Sammy. Like, literally, my first experience with an answered prayer testimony was on my knees as, like, 10 years old praying to God for a grand slam in the bottom of a ninth, and Sammy hit it for me. God delivered. Okay, literally my first testimony of as a Christian, right? I love Sammy Sosa. He's not ahead of Aaron Judge. What Judge has done is beautiful. And here's the interesting thing. I was crunching some stats. Do you know that if you pull the active home run leaders all the way down to like 115 home runs, the only person who is currently even close to the pace of hitting the 700 club with Pujols is Pete Alonso,
yeah.
Which means we're not even going to see that for 16 more years, assuming that he stays healthy and keeps on that pace. I'd love to give it to Trout, but post-back injury?
Too hurt.
I mean, there's no way.
Yep.
So I actually, like, respectfully, no, I think this is the home run record. And I think most people, especially like your conservative baseball writers, will. And here's the real telling thing. When do you know any time in sports when a famous record has been broken multiple times, but the family or the athlete of the original record holder still show up to celebrate? The fact Maris's son is in that stand right now tells you who the real home run champ is. Because I'm telling you right now, ain't nobody from Ty Cobb's family, grandson, whatever, going to show up someday when Pete Rose's record comes down. It's not going to happen.
Mm. Thanks, Nate.
No, Pete cheated. All right.
Okay, so I think his presence probably has more to do with the fact that it's a Yankee record, right?
It's a Yankee record. It's a Maris record.
That's just meant so much for so long, the number 61. I understand what Nate is talking about. I'm not, like, everybody sees Pete Rose as one of the best baseball players that's ever lived, one of the greatest hitters, if not the greatest hitter that's ever lived.
WWE Hall of Famer.
He's not in the Hall of Fame. He's not in the Baseball Hall of Fame. Neither is Barry Bonds. Neither is Sammy Sosa. Neither is Mark McGuire. And when you look at the list of single-season home run hitters, none of those guys are in the Hall of Fame, including Roger Maris, who didn't really have that great of a career. Yeah. He's just held this record for a very, very long time. Did Roger Maris just get hot in the summer of 61?
Was he on the greenies?
But I don't know. That's always how I've looked at it with the steroid stuff, man. Like, I think these guys are a part of the game. I think they're a part of history, and I think the Hall of Fame should tell the story of the history of baseball, and I think it matters, and I think that the records stand. Nate's talking about his childhood and how we all have these moments around baseball as a kid. Like, yeah, I'm when the home run chase of 98's going on, I'm 5 years old or 6 years old. Like, this is amazing. This is the coolest thing. And then, you know, started to get into baseball. And the first guy that I remember, you know, and I didn't really have an appreciation for it at the time, that older people did. But, I mean, Barry Bonds never disappointed. Barry Bonds never disappointed.
He was either hitting a home run or he was getting walked in impressive fashion.
Yes. We're going to intentionally walk Barry Bonds with the bases loaded. This is what we're like. These are the people that we are attracted to in baseball. The guys that just, you know, every day you tune in and they do something special. They do something really fun. It's why that is a core function of the sport of baseball. You watch them every night and maybe you don't pay attention every single night, but every time you tune in, there's that one guy in your team who wears your hat and loves your team and comes through for you every night. My guy for the last 15 years has been Salvador Perez. Almost not 15 yet, you know, 10 basically. I will always have this connection to that guy. And he has the, he shares, I guess, the single season home run lead in Royals history, and even on some bad teams, won a World Series, all that stuff. But there's an emotional attachment to all of these things, which makes the conversation even more weird surrounding Aaron Judge, because he's probably not going to be a Yankee next year. Oops.
I mean,
Aaron Judge just set the American League home run record. Well, he's going to set the American League home run record in a contract year.
Talk about bet on yourself.
Woof.
I mean, but, yeah. Where could he go?
It's the we have gathered, we have rallied around the New York Yankees. They're sort of fun.
I mean, like a lot of things in sports, doesn't our excitement stem from, do we like you or not?
Oh, yeah.
We like Aaron Judge.
We like Aaron Judge.
Pretty, a little vanilla, but like seems like, by all accounts, a good guy.
No, there can't be anything wrong with Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
And I don't know that we disliked Sosa or McGuire at the time.
No, at the time we liked him. We thought, oh, what an oddball friendship they have.
Just go back to the moment. Just go back to the moment.
Now it's just a couple of white guys cutting it up.
But let's talk about a man by the name of Frankie Lasagna. Somebody tweeted at us this morning and said, hey, if you stack two Frankie Lasagnas on top of each other. Andy said, if you stack two Frank Lasagnas on top of each other, is it one Frank or a stack of Frank Lasagnas? It's perfect for our question yesterday.
This story is a gift from the heavens.
So Frankie Lasagna is the guy who almost caught the home run ball last night. He was 2 feet away. By the way, I don't know how it didn't end up in the stands. They're going up against like the bar railings. Mm-hmm. Like, how did they not get through? It must have hit off one of those bars or hit the lower part and then bounced back into the bullpen safely.
Is there a piece of plexiglass we can't quite see?
Maybe.
I don't know.
It doesn't make sense to me how nobody ended up with that baseball, and Frankie Lasagna was the closest person. So they went and talked to Frankie Lasagna. And he said, I would never, ever bring a glove in this situation, and I needed a bigger one.
You see, sometimes they bring like pool skimmers and you know, nets.
He said he needed one
butterfly
of those.
Nets.
It's like you're in the game, you're fielding, getting ready for the pitch. He said of the fan experience, when he hit the ball, it was like, oh my God. I think I hit my buddy in his neck as I stretched out. I almost got it. Lasagna could only look down into the bullpen as the ball, which would have been worth big bucks to a collector, and he said he would have sold.
Oh, okay.
Bounced back a couple times before it was picked up. The disbelief comes over you, just the shock and amazement. I was like, oh my God, I almost had it. One fan seated near Lasagna, still clearly frustrated at just missing the ball, declined an interview request. Actually, I'm sorry. Lasagna said he would have kept the ball if he caught it. So I don't know what that means.
Like you to keep display it in your home?
You keep it to sell it.
Yeah,
eventually.
You keep it to sell it in 10, 20 years.
Yeah. I would have held on to it as long as I could to negotiate, he said. Maybe get Judge to try and come to the restaurant. So, this brings up the question. This guy's name is not Frankie Lasagna.
There is
this guy's name
zero chance.
Is absolutely not Frankie Lasagna, but he did one of the smartest business moves I have ever seen, which is he almost caught the home run ball, got an interview, said, hey, call me Frankie Lasagna because I have this restaurant, and I got to find out more information on this because there's this restaurant that I want you all to go to, and I am going to be the representative of this restaurant, and my name is Frankie Lasagna. People are like, what restaurant? I got to know about this restaurant. There's a guy named Frankie Lasagna who runs it? I'm all the way in on this. And that is the story of the guy who almost caught the baseball last night.
This weekend in the New York Times, the Sunday paper is going to have a 3,000-word piece.
Has to be.
A profile on Frank Lasagna.
Has to be. I like Frankie better, by the way.
Absolutely. Frankie Lasagna is just a comedically perfect name.
I'm reading a story from some different sources now. Let's see. So the headline of the story, Toronto restaurateur Frankie Lasagna just misses catching Aaron Judge's 61st home run ball. Lasagna, a Toronto restaurant owner, knew what was at stake when he bought his front row ticket. He said he wouldn't typically bring glove to the game. I got to get more information on this Toronto restaurant. Guy name is Frankie Lasagna. He's now, we're getting more. SB Nation says he's the owner of an Italian restaurant.
Well, I assumed. I'm sorry. not to profile, but.
Fair assumption.
I assumed.
Fair assumption. And that's the story of Aaron Judge's 61st home run ball. Where will he hit number 62? Maybe Frankie Lasagna will have another crack at it.
Yeah, what's the Yankees' schedule here?
So they go.
They play tomorrow at home.
They're off today.
Okay.
So no chase for 62 for Judge today. And they are back at home tomorrow against the Baltimore Orioles.
Yeah, and then they go to Arlington.
So he's definitely going to hit one in Yankee Stadium. It's going to be lit in the Bronx.
I hate the Yankees. I'm a red-blooded American like the rest of you. I hate the Yankees. I want him to get that at Yankee Stadium.
Absolutely.
All
records should be set at home fields.
I want that visual, like the dome of the Rogers Center, I'm sorry, just isn't as sexy as Yankee Stadium, as that footage will be played throughout the decades.
All record home runs, 3,000th hits, milestone home runs, all of them should be hit at home stadiums. Those guys should sit until they go back home.
Like, could you imagine Cal Ripken breaking the streak at Coors Field or something? Well, this is awkward.
But that's one that you can't do anything about because you can't sit him.
Yeah. And also, the Yankees would very much like Aaron Judge to get this over with so they can sit him for a couple of days before the playoffs.
Exactly. Apparently, according to some media in Toronto, here's a tweet from Gregor Chisholm last night, who is a...
Any relation to Jazz?
Doesn't quite seem like it. He's a columnist for the Toronto Star. I'd like to point out that on the night Frankie Lasagna went viral, it was Lasagna Day in the media dining area. You just can't make this stuff up. We were talking about lasagna yesterday.
We were.
Stacking lasagna? Are we prophets? Poll question?
I'm okay with it if you are.
That's probably going to come back to haunt us on bad picks or something like that.
Somebody will screenshot that for sure.
So congratulations to Aaron Judge. There's a bunch of stuff that I want to get into throughout the show today. Like I said, Trev Albert's talking. Northwestern is wrecking their current garbage stadium and building an entirely new one on top of it. And then they will be homeless for a couple of years. We'll get into that a little bit on the game. Coming up this Saturday, Thursday Night Football tonight, Bengals and Finns, which is an important one for both sides. We'll be back with Jacob Padilla. We'll talk some hoops and more next on 1620 The Zone. But don't forget to join Gary and Damon tomorrow at Jones Bros in Exarban from 6 to 10. And each Husker home game Friday, first 20 listeners show up, get a free breakfast from Gary and Damon. After the first 20, get your Jones Bros breakfast for only $6. I'd probably show up early tomorrow would be my suggestion. Plus, I'll be giving away prizes, including T-shirts, koozies, a pair of Husker tickets, as well. For the full unauthorized Big Red Breakfast schedule, head on over to 1620thezone.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.